glanced at each other. They wondered if Martin had a crush on Dottie.
"There's something I don't understand," Benny said, as the soup was put in front of them. "Why are there only 2 tickets to the concert? What about all those other people?"
Dottie looked confused.
"What other people, Benny?"
"Ruth, Ursula, and May."
The corners of Dottie's mouth began to twitch, and then she laughed.
"Well, that's me, Benny," she said. "I'm Dorothy Ruth Ursula May."
When she saw the look of surprise on the children's faces, she explained,
"You see, my parents couldn't decide which of 4 names to give me, so they just..."
"Gave you all 4 names?" guessed Henry.
"That's exactly what they did, Henry," said Dottie. "Of course, folks in Elmford just call me Dottie."
Martin put down his soup spoon.
"I remember when you first arrived in town," he said,
giving Dottie a meaningful look.
"That was my lucky day."
Dottie sighed a little.
"I can't believe how the years have flown by since I left Keller's Crossing."
She turned to Aunt Jane and the Aldens.
"It was just after my husband died. That's when I packed up my bags and left my hometown for good."
None of the Aldens liked to hear the note of sadness in their good friend's voice. As the soup bowls were cleared away, they tried to think of something cheery to say. But Aunt Jane spoke first.
"I take my hat off to you, Dottie," she said quietly. "It takes courage to make a fresh start like that."
"Thank you, Jane."
Dottie dabbed at the corners of her mouth with a napkin.
"I soon made new friends in Elmford, and I started the underground with Martin."
Auntie, too, arrived with their dishes of steaming food. Benny piped up,
"You didn't run out of fortune cookies yet, did you, Auntie, too?"
He sounded worried.
"Not much chance of that,"
Auntie, too, assured him with a cheery smile. The owner of the Kowloon restaurant was a middle-aged woman with straight, dark hair and sparkling brown eyes.
"Like everyone else in town, I'm trying to drum up business, Benny. It just wouldn't do to run out of fortune cookies. Look over there."
Benny followed her gaze to a side table, where beige cookies were piled high in a huge blue bowl. His face broke into a big smile.
"Oh, there's plenty to go around," he said.
Violet helped herself to an egg roll, then passed the plate.
"Do you make all the fortune cookies yourself, Auntie, too?"
she wanted to know.
"Oh, it's certainly a simple enough recipe, Violet. Just eggs and flour, sugar and water. But so many factories churn them out every day, I find it easier to buy them ready-made. Some companies even put lucky numbers on the slips of paper. My customers seem to enjoy that."
Benny gave the restaurant owner a puzzled frown. There was something else he was wondering about. Auntie, too, caught the look.
"What is it, Benny?"
"Is Auntie, too, your real name?"
"Benny,"
Jessie gave her little brother a warning look,
"that's not really any of our business."
Auntie, too.